Hey, welcome back to another episode of Necessary or Not. I'm your host, Olivia Nichols, and today I'm joined with Andrew Hamilton.
Hello.
On this episode of Necessary or Not, we're going to be talking about affirmative action.
Affirmative action is defined as the policy of promoting the education and employment of members of groups that have known to have previously suffered from discrimination.
Affirmative action is put into places such as colleges and jobs.
This is where the controversy lies. Is affirmative action causing more segregation than it was meant to solve?
Affirmative action was put in place by John F. Kennedy in 1961 through Executive Order 10925.
The goal of this order was to limit segregation in the hiring and acceptance processes for jobs in universities.
I believe it ends up hurting the schools even more. This action was throwing people of different races into the school and workforce because they needed them to be there rather than them having the education needed. Since they don't have the needed education, they struggle and fall behind.
Contrary, I believe affirmative action helped to diversify schools and the workforce and allowed for minority groups that had suffered under segregation to have equal opportunity to get into college and the workforce.
I agree that everyone should have an equal opportunity to receive an education or a chance to be hired into the workforce. However, it deprives the hardworking non-minority students of a chance in that specific field just because that program needs diversity, which in turn prolongs the segregation.
However, without affirmative action, some minority groups would not be able to afford a higher education and therefore would not be able to get a well-paying job due to lack of education, thus creating inequality.
True, it does create inequality. Inequality in the non-minority students. If a college has a choice between a non-minority student who has 95% of all the qualifying academic requirements and the minority student who has 90% of the qualifying academic requirements, the college will be more inclined to choose the minority student due to needed diversity and extra government subsidies.
True, however, those subsidies and diversity requirements ensure minorities have equal representation during the acceptance and hiring process and protect against discriminative employers and juries. Affirmative action also provides funds to minorities who wish to serve in the police or armed forces.
However, favoring the minority groups over the non-minority groups, and even between the minority groups, degrades race relations. In 2019, a study conducted by the Pew Center of Research, 58% of all U.S. adults say that racial relations were generally getting worse. 56% of all whites say race relations are getting worse, and 71% of all blacks say race relations are getting worse.
Affirmative action is not the sole cause for this degradation. In 2019, a study on the media's effects on race relations, fewer than 65% of all U.S. adults agree the media had a positive influence on race relations. Many impacts on race relations are not due to affirmative action. Overall, affirmative action has shaped how society functions and advances today.
Additionally, affirmative action has been long debated and still remains a relevant topic in society today.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on affirmative action.
I hope you enjoyed this segment of Necessary or Not, maybe even learned something new. Until next time, bye.